Η μεγάλη αυτή συγκέντρωση στέλνει μήνυμα.
The sound and fury are still there, but is there really the same enthusiasm? Greece's ruling left-wing party, Syriza, held its final election campaign rally this evening. Party leader Alexis Tsipras promising his party would win on Sunday, that there would be no going back to what he called the corrupt governments of the past.
Ο ΣΥΡΙΖΑ είναι εδώ. Η ελπίδα είναι εδώ.
Tsipras still has his rock star looks and charm, but this is a man deeply compromised by the compromises he's made. It's only 8 months since Syriza was voted into power, promising to stick two fingers up at the EU and IMF and their demands for austerity. But 2 months ago, the Syriza-led government signed up to more austerity measures in order to release more bailout funds. And even some of the loyal fans turning up for tonight's rally were offering two cheers, not three.
Well, I think that Syriza made mistakes, but they don't have experience. So I'm ready to forgive them and give them a second chance.
I expected that Alexis Tsipras would bring a better agreement compared to the promises he did before the election. But I still have hope in him. And compared to the previous parties, I think he's a better choice.
There has been sporadic applause here, even the occasional cheer, but there's no way around it. The mood here is completely different to the election back in January. Certainly after Syriza won, there were scenes of complete euphoria here in Syntagma Square. I had supporters insisting to me that their years of suffering were over, that austerity had gone once and for all. But the fact is that since then, more than a quarter of Greeks have remained without work, and the proportion is far higher among the young. And wages and pensions are still down by more than a third on what they once were. So the half-excited mood at this Syriza rally perhaps reflects the mood of Greeks at large.
The disappointment is immense, the humiliation is immense, and there's also a sense of exhaustion because we've now had 6 years of recession.
John Syropoulos is a blogger for the political website New Athenian. Despite his gloomy diagnosis, he suggests Syriza may still come out on top this Sunday, though without a majority. The party's initial defiant stand, he says, still wins it some credit.
You've got to remember that people are very, very upset with the unforgiving nature of the response to Syriza from the European Union particularly. The harshness of Syriza's treatment at the hands of creditors plays into its hands.
You mean they'll support them as the underdog who tried to defend Greece?
Yes, exactly. They're the people who really tried hard and they failed, but they failed heroically.
There's nothing heroic about Syriza as far as this man is concerned. Adonis Georgiadis is one of the more conservative members of Greece's conservative party, New Democracy, which is currently neck and neck with Syriza in the polls. Mr. Georgiadis has been campaigning on a promise that if they're brought back to power, New Democracy will implement austerity measures and reforms to make this country more business-friendly, more economically stable. He's also criticised Syriza for, he says, allowing too many refugees into Greece. He accepts that voters may be in a mood to give Syriza a second chance, but insists it would be a terrible mistake.
They destroyed everything. They closed the banks. They reversed our economy. They made us look as enemies to the most European countries. They opened the borders with the refugees. All the promises Mr. Tsipras had done before, they were all lies. So people are angry about that, and we will see the result on Sunday.
You mentioned there the refugees. Your party and you particularly have campaigned, complaining about the number of refugees coming into Greece. Do you think you could be accused of playing party politics, using the misery of these people to gain votes?
No, because when something is really happening, it's just politics, and you have to use it to explain to the people where's the damage. Until today, we're over 300,000 refugees and illegal immigrants. This problem destroys our islands and our tourists and our society.
There is a lot of cynicism in this contest about New Democracy and its use of the refugee issue, about Syriza and its broken promises. And hovering over all of this is the chance that the neo-fascist party Golden Dawn could benefit from voter disenchantment. It is the third time people in Greece have been asked to vote this year, after two general elections and a referendum on whether to accept the bailout conditions. In a central Athens cafe, I talked to Katrina Vrana, an emerging figure on the Greek stand-up comedy scene. Her material does have a political theme to it, but even she's fed up with being asked to vote once again.
We now have democracy fatigue. We're tired of it. And bizarrely in Greece, most people are registered to vote where they were born. So people have to actually travel back to villages or travel to islands to vote. I think there's going to be huge numbers abstaining this time around.
But we think of Greeks as being very passionate about politics at the moment. We've seen demonstrations, protests, warnings of doom. It's hard to imagine this place becoming apathetic about politics.
Oh, we're not apathetic. We're passionately sick and tired. We've had enough. We will have rallies about having had enough and passionately not go to the village, to passionately not vote.